Hello?
Hello? Hi, may I speak with Brooke Goodman?
This is Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. My name is Ed, and I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Brooke, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 presidential election next?
My chances, probably. I'll probably be able to vote.
Okay. That would be probably vote, right? Thank you. And
to
make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
My age group is between 30 and 40.
Thank you. 30 and 40. Okay. And just to make sure that we represented everyone, may I ask your race? I have white, African American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian.
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
Probably an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Probably more Republican.
Okay. That's a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Well, with the way that things are going,
mm-hmm.
You know, I felt in the past I was more Democrat, but now, because of things have changed, or the things that have been changing, I'm probably more Republican.
Okay, but how do you consider yourself, a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Probably more stronger of a Republican now.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year, congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Stop me when you get to the one that you feel that is most important. I need two of them. Yeah, so inflation and the economy, or immigration and border security, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, or healthcare costs. Can you give me two of those? Which one do you think is important to you?
Okay, hold on a second. Carl, okay. I'm on the phone. Could you please repeat those?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. No problem, Brooke. Now, this is the list that I have, and all I need you to tell me is which one is an issue that is most important to you in the next year congressional elections. Inflation and the economy, or immigration and border security, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or improving K-12 public school education, or healthcare costs, or gun regulation and reform, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds fed cops accountable, or climate change and environmental issues, or crime and violence. Which one do you think is the two most important to you?
The two?
Two.
I guess crime and violence would be one.
Okay.
And then... Sorry, that was a long list. Was there?
Yeah, I know. Okay, the first one is inflation in the economy, or immigration and border security, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
Well, okay, repeat that one.
Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
Standing up and fighting?
Yes, against racial discrimination. And that don't mean to say fighting it with, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. And then, okay, what was the one for that one?
After that is protecting our democracy and freedoms. And the other one is lowering taxes and now shrinking the size of government. The other one is protecting
indecisive government?
Yeah, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, making it smaller instead of larger.
They're smaller instead of larger?
Yeah, shrinking the size of government. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
That could be, I guess that would be a good idea, that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Can I ask my husband on that one?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Todd, do you think that our economics is getting worse, staying the same, or getting better? Okay, I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse? Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Okay, hold on. Do you think race is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse? Racism. Yeah, I don't think it's getting worse. It's either
staying the same.
I think it's getting better. I think it's getting better.
Okay, thank you.
It's getting better.
I'm sorry.
So it's staying the same. So you think it's staying the same? It's the same.
Everyone's out there together in the same room.
Okay, so it's about better or the same.
Okay, so you want me to put staying the same? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I have not, you know, from what I've seen, I haven't seen at all people being discriminated before me.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Okay, can you repeat the question?
Yes. And how often would you say that you yourself experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
That one's very opinionated. I guess I would say not often, but not often.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Do I have what?
More rights. The same rights or fewer rights?
Oh, I have the same rights.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to rate your feelings for some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100.
Wait, how do I feel about this person?
Yes, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 minutes that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 minutes that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
But so 1 through 100.
Yeah, from 0 to 100.
So 50.
A 50?
Yeah.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Oh, I don't know on that one.
So no opinion.
I don't know her too well. No opinion.
Okay, so no opinion. Thank you. About Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. How about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis. DeSantis. Is he the guy that wants to have a debate with Newsom coming up?
He's the governor of Florida. Yeah, he's running for president.
Florida.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far, he seems like a likable person, and he has some good views, I think. So far, I haven't been listening, so I'm thinking Stephanie.
So from 0 to 100, what would you give me on him?
70, I think.
Thank you. And how about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know. No opinion.
Okay. Have you heard of them, right? You just don't have no opinion, correct?
I don't know if I've ever really, maybe I've heard of them, but I don't know too much of what's going on with that.
Okay, no problem. And how about Donald Trump?
50.
How about the NAACP?
And what's that one?
The NAACP? You never heard
uh-huh.
of it?
Is that, sorry, my husband's not here.
If you never heard of it, that's okay. I can write that down.
Well, I heard, okay, husband. Hey,
okay.
Todd, what's the NAACP stand for? I have no opinion.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with that, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And how about the Democratic Party?
Right now, I would have to say like 30.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving right along. I know there is still a long way off.
I'm holding him on my flesh.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, what? Sorry, what?
I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
I'm sorry?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Sorry, what was the question?
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried.
There is a rise. Todd, is there a rise in white supremacy in America? There's not. What were your options to pick from?
The answers will be very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Oh, I'm not worried at all of
okay.
the rise of what white supremacy.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think there is, but I don't think there is the rise. That was a trick. That was a weird question. Okay.
It's just a survey. They just put that in there. Just want to know. Some people think there is. Some people think there's not. It's just an opinion. No right or wrong answers. Now, I'd like to reach some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree?
Wait, protect the what?
The rights of minorities. You know, people of color, black, or Latino, or anything like that.
Yeah, they're rights. They're rights citizens. If they're a U.S. citizen, they have equal rights.
No, I'm sorry. Let me tell you again. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Mm-hmm.
So you said the government must do more to protect the rights of
the civil and human rights. The civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree with this?
The civil rights of minorities?
Yes. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Do I support?
It's already been done.
Is that a citizen or is it not citizen?
Minorities, whoever is a minority, it could be black people, they're citizen, a minority. They're saying that, obviously when they're talking here, they're talking about legal, citizens, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about, illegal immigration or illegal minorities.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about legal minorities, people that were born in the United States, but they are minorities.
Well, maybe some people forget that they have that they have protections and rights too.
Okay.
And that maybe they need to be refreshed.
Okay.
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay.
So
I just put don't know. Would that do it? I could put don't know if you're not sure. If you don't agree or disagree. Okay, thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Racism should what?
Against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't think that's a big problem.
Okay, so you disagree. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. How about we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Something about big tech.
It's saying that we're sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Put it this way, we're not getting paid for it.
So
for all the advertisements that come out on your phone all the time.
So then what do I say? Agree or strongly disagree?
We're not making the money.
So I
somewhat agree.
So wait, no. I agree that they are.
Put it this way, let me rephrase it, right? So you know how you have advertisements that are like tailored to you, right? Or like stuff in a search window are tailored for you.
Okay.
Right? That's them going in and invading your privacy to find out.
Well, I think that's true, Todd. I want to get paid for that. Yeah, I want to get paid for looking at their, letting them see what I like.
So do you agree
or disagree with that statement that we're sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech?
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I have more questions, sir.
Hold on.
We would have been done by now. sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or do you disagree with that?
Okay, what was the question?
Sexism.
I was interrupted.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, we need more sex.
Sexism is a big thing.
Sexism, sexism is a big problem.
Yeah, I'm not getting enough sex. So, yeah, sexism is a big problem because I'm not getting enough.
Why is everyone fucking up the question?
is sexism a problem in this country?
A big problem.
Is that the question?
Yeah, a big problem to a society. Sexism, you know, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Like
I don't know. Like,
you don't know? Okay, we can write down now. That's okay. Okay. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree with that?
With white people, what?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Is it?
Right now it is.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't disagree.
Only if they have a credit card.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, you can get out of the car now.
Okay, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree?
Minorities have the same economic opportunity as
white people? Yes, ma'am. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree?
I from what I'm noticing, I think I'm starting to see a little bit more people.
Look at our neighborhood. It's a melting pot.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to see a little bit more
so
people.
So do you agree or disagree with this statement? Because I have to finish this survey. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
That I somewhat disagree that minorities have less opportunity.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree with that statement or do you disagree?
What do they take?
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now, moving right along, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose the affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black action programs. Do you support
what's an affirmative action program?
I'm sorry?
What's the affirmative action program?
I don't know. If you don't know, I just put down don't know. Okay?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me if you agree. Which one do you agree more? I'm going to read you two statements, A and B. Statement A says, some people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say American strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
Yeah.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say that are important for a democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, a 5 means that you think is somewhat important, and a 0 means that you do not think is important at all. You can use the number between 0 to 10. The right to bear arms, 0 to 10. 0 minutes is not important at all. And 10 minutes is extremely important. And 5 minutes is somewhat important. The right to bear arms. What do you think?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals. What do you think? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How about equal economic opportunities for all? 0 to 10.
For all?
Yes, ma'am. For all. Everyone.
Is that including criminals?
Everyone. 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 Equal economic opportunities for all. Do you think that not important at all? That is somewhat important or extremely important?
What did you say? Who did you say that you're working for? Who did you say that you're volunteering for? And what is this for again?
National Opinion Survey is an independent survey. We are conducting an individual survey. It's independent. And your opinion is allowed to the success of this research. It's just an opinion. It's not a wrong, right or wrong answer. Just an opinion is how you feel. Do you feel that equal economic opportunities for all is not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important, or anything in between 0 and 10? What number would you give me? Hello?
I guess it depends. It really is. That one's very hard to answer because.
Okay, just give me any number. It does, you know, whatever you feel, whatever you think.
I guess the 7. It is important to have everybody to have. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting, is that important or no? 0 to 10.
Well, yeah, I think that's important, but
okay.
Would
that be a 10 or a 9 or an 8?
Well, it would have to be a 9 because
okay,
people
thank
who
you.
Break the law cannot you know, vote.
Okay, yes, thank you. Immigration to this country, is that not important at all, somewhat important or extremely important?
Sorry, what was the question?
Immigration to this country.
I guess that's important. Yeah, it's a place of, you know, the land of the free.
Okay, so what number would you give me from 0 to 10? 10 being extremely important, 9, 8, 7?
I guess that would be like a 9.
Well, thank you. Police that treat everyone the same, 0 to 10. Do you think that's important or not important at all?
I think that's an 8.
Okay, thank you. How about freedom to protest the police or government? 0 to 10.
To protect the police, to protest,
you know, to have a protest, but not a violent one. You know, a peaceful protest, the police or government.
Protest?
Yes. Freedom to protest, to have a protest, the police or the government.
A 7.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and you can use a number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights have been challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Now, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10, do you agree or disagree?
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
Probably an 8.
Okay,
7 or an 8.
Thank you. And searching gears a little bit, this is the last question, and they are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
Oh, I completed 12th grade. Oh, wait. The last, does that include college, too?
Everything, everything. The last grade, some college, college graduate, postgraduate, master's, BA.
Associates.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Oh, I guess you're married. I heard you say your husband, so married, right?
Yeah, married. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any children that's 18 years of age or young living in your household? I believe you do. I heard some kids.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative. Conservative.
Thank you. Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
I'm sorry? Every week? Oh,
every
okay.
Week.
Every week. Thank you. And now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say kind of urban, on the urban side.
It's the city? Oh, it's
yeah.
outside the city. Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Wait, what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a nice night, lovely night. Take care.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.